USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the ongoing fight against cancer. Biden traveling to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston on the 60th anniversary of JFK's famous moonshot speech. The president renewing his pledge to end cancer as we know it.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together.
The Senate Minority Leader is blaming Democrats for inflation.
The American people know who created this mess. They remember quite well how Washington Democrats spent the spring of 2021 dining out on left-wing spending and leaving taxpayers to pick up the bill.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell taking to the Senate floor Monday to claim Democrats' reckless spending is the reason for soaring inflation. He says that since President Biden took office, prices on household essentials, including meat and produce, have seen double-digit percentage increases. King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as the new monarch. He shared his and the late Queen's admiration for the Scottish people, in addition to saying his family has found a safe home and haven in the country. Women are more concerned about being exposed to COVID-19 at work than men. That's according to a new Gallup survey. Overall, it found that 33% of Americans are very or moderately concerned about catching the virus while at work. A top spokesman for the Kremlin says Russia's war with Ukraine will go on until its goals are accomplished. Russia has been referring to their unprovoked invasion of Ukraine as a special military operation. The Dow ending the week on an up note, gaining 229 points. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Teachers trained in fields like special education are in short supply across the nation. Birmingham, Alabama teacher Timothy Allison explains why he'd like to work with at least one other special education teacher.
The thing is, if there's only one teacher, then more than likely that teacher will have to service all of the students, which makes the teaching kind of ineffective.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there are over 350,000 open positions in schools. One school district in Birmingham struggled to find 15 special ed teachers, despite offering $10,000 as a signing bonus. As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, sanctuary city mayors are continuing to speak out. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Border states dealing with the crisis at the southern border are taking aim at sanctuary cities for declaring a public emergency over minimal numbers of illegal immigrants being bused to their towns, as President Biden's open border policy has an invasion taking place at the southern border. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
The Abbott administration has not collaborated with anybody.
Closing arguments are taking place Monday in the trial of R. Kelly in Chicago. He's facing federal child porn charges in addition to other crimes. More than 30 witnesses testified in the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.